Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. It's a new year. It's a new day. We need strategies, don't we?
Absolutely.
Strategies for living. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan, a new creation, a new lady, a new person.
Sure.
Everything new, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's because of the new year?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a new creation every day.
Absolutely. Every moment we're reborn, really.
Absolutely. And I don't know if... you routinely read Time magazine, but there was an interesting article.
I don't read it all
Lauren,
the time.
I get it.
I had to.
Yeah. Please. I can see the year starting the same as it the last year ended.
Hey, no.
I see. Yeah.
Some things have to run over.
Yeah. Anyway, the New Year's issue of Time, the December 31st issue of Time magazine, there was an interesting article I thought we could talk about this evening. It was entitled 10 Boundaries That Therapists Want You to Set in the New Year.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like this already.
Yeah, and of course, you were not too far into 2025.
Barely a week.
And you can still probably find this edition of Time at the newsstand. I'm not even sure how often Time comes out anymore, but I you know, obviously we're not going to read this article word for word, but there's a lot of meat in here that we can talk about, so I thought that's what we would do today. It would be a timely beginning for strategies for living in 2025. Some things just don't change. Folks, I am delighted that we're all here together, and I'm especially delighted that our sponsors make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing
roof.
And Learning RX. and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen. You can go over there and get a Muffy and check out The Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment, we're going to talk about boundaries that therapists want you to set in the new year. That's today here on Strategies. Stay with us. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. We are so glad you are here and glad to be here with you, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we're talking about today 10 boundaries, count them, 10 boundaries that therapists want you to set in the new year. This is according to the December 31st issue of Time Magazine. And, how many times have you already heard, I can't believe it's 2025. I can't believe
right.
it. Yeah. How many times have we heard that?
I haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah. All the old cliches, right? You can only use them, once or so a year. So you've got to get them out of the way.
Yeah. And January is a cool, I know this might be getting off topic a little, but January is a cool time of the year. I've always appreciated where it comes from.
It's cool in that I'm wearing my coat.
Literally, right?
Yeah.
But also the word January comes from the god Janus.
Yeah.
Which is a two-faced god.
Oh, so it's facing backward
right.
and forward.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I've always thought that's really a neat concept.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a good way to look at the beginning of the year, looking back. And looking forward, and that kind of just goes into what we're talking about this evening and boundaries that you may want to consider setting
forward,
in this new year. I know in the office, some of the people that I've been visiting with, I mean, I just think it's a natural thing to, again, that looking forward, looking back. It's just kind of a natural thing to look back. I was visiting with a person today who was saying, well, you know, when I really look at 2024, I can see this, I can see this, I can see this, and I would want 2025 to be this, this, and this, different from 2024. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a natural thing.
I think it's appropriate. I mean, the time of the year, there's no better time of the year to do it because everyone around us tends to be doing it. And so, like, it holds the energy for us to really rapidly move into that.
Now, it's interesting that the author of this article, Angela Haupt, wrote this article. And she says, if you want to boost your well-being in 2025, skip the New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Set boundaries instead. So that's i.e. the title of the article.
Okay. Yeah.
The boundaries that therapists want you to set. And, she says that means being clear about what do you want? What do you need? What are the deal breakers in and around your life? And in the process of coming up with setting some of those boundaries, improving every aspect of your life.
Yeah, because I think sometimes the word boundary, we can get really confused and think that it's almost, I heard something recently from a therapist friend of mine that, sometimes we confuse boundaries with punishments, right? Because if we grew
up, they're not the same
at all.
Yeah.
But if we grew up with parents who thought it was their job to, you know, enforce punishment upon us.
Right.
Anytime someone, as an adult, tries to set a boundary with us, we can hear it through that filter of,
right.
you know, instead of the boundary being, this is what I need, you can hear it through that filter of punishment saying, well, this is what you deserve.
And the opposite of that, Lauren, is when we're wanting and needing to set a boundary with somebody, we've got to be aware if that filter is on board for us, because it's not punishment.
Right.
It's something that is important for the well-being of the relationship, because it's important for, if it's important for your well-being,
right.
and you're a vital part of the relationship, then it's also vitally important for the relationship. No punishment involved.
No, it's important that we are both able to be the fullest expression of who we are.
Right.
Right.
The author of this article talks about a book from Julianne Taylor Shore, who is a therapist over in Austin, Texas, and she wrote a book called Setting Boundaries That Stick, and she identifies several types of boundaries. There's physical boundaries, for example, that protect your personal space,
right?
And you might enforce one by taking a step back if somebody gets too close. And then you can also set external boundaries, which means defining for yourself what is and isn't okay, and then acting accordingly. And, you know, that makes boundaries different from a request. So if, for example, I had a family member with different political views,
yes,
which, you know, many of us do, and I ask them to stop bringing up fill in the blank, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a direct request.
That's a request, not a boundary.
Whereas a boundary is, you know, I'm not comfortable with this conversation continuing, and I no longer want us to really speak about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So boundaries aren't about controlling other people. They're about taking action to protect your
I would say even that second one you offered was still leaning towards request. And to make it a boundary, it would be, okay, and it doesn't even have to be directly said. It can be said, if this conversation continues, I'm going to excuse myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a quieter boundary would just be, okay, if the conversation continues, you just go ahead and excuse yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be directly stated.
Yeah. The author of this article also quoted another therapist who's from New York, Terry Cole. I think she's been a life strategist. She's written several books. One of the books that she's written is called Boundary Boss. And Terry Cole says to think of boundaries as your own personal rules of engagement for how others will interact with you.
Right.
So if you don't set any, you'll likely become stressed or burned out. As resentment simmers, your relationships might also become, of course, strained. But with boundaries in place, your confidence, your self-esteem is going to leap upwards, and you'll have a greater sense of control, and you'll feel physically safe, you'll feel emotionally safe, right?
Right.
So
because what you've done with boundary setting and knowing where your boundaries are is you've sort of made little promises to yourself.
Right.
Right. You're saying, okay, if I get into this situation where I could be unsafe, whether that's mentally, physically, or emotionally, I'm going to take the steps necessary to protect myself.
Right. Right.
Right. And so that is going to build huge confidence and build back energy into your being.
Absolutely. And understand, we need to understand, we have not only a right to do that, we have a responsibility to do that.
Absolutely.
And I say that because the most important relationship in your life is the relationship you have with yourself.
Right.
Period. End of the story. You know, I oftentimes I will quote the guy from Nazareth, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that he, you know, you can read his words when they ask him. I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, but what's Master? What's important? And his answer was, love God and love your neighbor
as
you love yourself.
Right.
And, you know,
that's really more of a great truth than a request.
Yeah.
Right. That's not just saying I'm asking you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It is a great truth. You will love your neighbor as you love yourself.
The relationship that each one of us have with ourselves sponsors every other relationship in our lives. And so it's that important.
Yeah.
You know. So what the author of this article did then is, by setting the stage, Angela Haupt talked to several therapists, some of which I've already mentioned. I think she probably talked to some more too. And she asked these therapists to share the boundaries that they're setting for themselves in 2025.
Okay.
And the lines that they're drawing, she says, might benefit any reader to her article.
Right.
And I think she's right. So we're just a couple of minutes away from break. What I'd like to do is let me move quickly through all 10.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll unpack them.
Sounds good.
But let me get them all out there. And
I'm just going to
throw them all out, because some of them are rather unique in terms of, you know, what we usually see this time of year in terms of boundaries, right? And resolutions. So here they are in no certain order. Push back against workload creep. Reserve sacred tech free time. Treat the news like a snack. Another one is banish tech from the bedroom. Another is to expect equal conversational effort. Another is to trade FaceTime for face time.
Okay.
I like that. Another one is to stop over apologizing.
Yes.
Another is to develop a new relationship with the word yes.
Okay.
Another is to subdue your energy vampires. Another is to share less online. Yeah. So some of those, as I read through them initially, I thought, wow, okay, this gives us more to think about, right?
Absolutely.
And so good stuff.
Sounds like it. I'm excited to dive in.
So we'll begin to unpack all of these today as we talk about boundaries that therapists want you to set in the new year, right here on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are. We've got much more to come. Stay with us.
Prospect, prospect, prospect. How to thrive in 2025. Hey, everyone. Scott Tarkowski here, and we are very excited to announce that Steve Beacham from Atlanta, Georgia, will be here to help you prospect, connect, and grow your sphere of influence. Steve is a speaker and trainer who shares his techniques for helping companies and individuals succeed in business through networking and leveraging their social connections. If this is something that interests you, January 14th and 15th, you don't want to miss LSUS Ballroom, and that's at One University Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. Tickets are only $99. You can reach us at 318-393-5219 or simply show up the day of the event. If you have groups of five or more, tickets are only $82.50. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio.
And here we are, right here on 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan on Strategies for Living Radio. And we're talking today about boundaries that therapists want all of us to set in the new year. This is an article that actually was written in Time Magazine by Angela Haupt. And you can find it if you've got the December 31st 2024 issue of Time hanging around. Some of these, are very interesting ideas, Lauren, that, that first one that we talked about last segment, pushing back against workload creep.
Workload creep, huh?
Yeah. So she said, this is the way she explains it. She says, Shore has a problem. She works too much. She loves what she does, but she also wants to spend more time with her young daughter. And she asked, does that sound familiar? Well, I think that sounds familiar to a lot of us, right? And she says, follow her lead and set a boundary by deliberately pausing before agreeing to anything that will add extra work to your plate. So when somebody requests something in her inbox, let's say,
right,
she carefully thinks through what she would inherently be saying no to by agreeing to take on the project. Because if you take on something else, then you're saying, if you say yes to something extra, you're saying no to something else.
Right.
And I think, now, that's a unique way to look at it.
I think that's an important point to make.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of us think of that.
Yeah. And
what all am I saying no to by saying yes to this thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, she says that her hope is that she's a little more rested and a little more balanced in her work life, because she's already telling her daughter that mom is changing some stuff. And she says, I really need to commit to that so that her daughter sees, okay, I'm serious.
Right.
And,
it's also a good, it's not just a good example in that she probably has more time to spend with her daughter, but it's a good example for her daughter to see.
Our children are watching what we do way more than what we say. Right.
And everything that we do sends a message to them.
Sure.
Whether it's clearly stated or not.
Right.
Right. By spending more time at work, you are intentionally or not, sending the message that that is my priority.
Right.
So it's important to consider that. Is that the message that I want to be sending to, you know, in this case, your kid?
Am I comfortable with that?
Yeah.
If you are,
that's fine.
Sure.
Right.
No judgment zone here,
no,
right?
No, right. But it's just
you get to decide that, to know
that, you know, to recognize, to be intentional and conscious of what messages your actions send.
See, that's
to
a key.
Other.
That's a key word that you're saying, Lauren. Conscious, mm-hmm. intentional, and conscious. I like both of those words. I've started 2025 by really trying to be more consciously aware of the moment.
Mm.
So many times we get caught up in the day to day, and then, you know, it's like a blink of an eye and the day's gone.
Right.
So I'm trying to be more intentional and conscious of each moment because
it's all we have.
I want to squeeze all I can squeeze out of those moments.
Right.
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 Those moments with you, those moments with special family members and friends. Actually, you know, the moments like this that we spend doing something that we love doing together.
Yeah.
You know,
it's one of my favorite parts.
Another boundary is to reserve sacred tech free time.
Oh, I love this one.
Knew you would.
Love it.
Yeah, knew you would. Just kind of had that
you
feeling.
You had that, yeah. That inkling.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to carve out some time that is for you and you only?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what if you're not going to do anything that involves the internet before, I don't know, 10 a.m., 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And instead, use that time to walk the dog, have coffee.
Journal.
With your mate.
Journal.
Meditate. Journal. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And let yourself know it's okay. It's okay to do this.
This one is so good on multiple levels. And especially if you can take advantage of certain particular pockets of time, and those that would be most effective
right.
would be, I would suggest, to put it, like you said, early in the morning when you first wake up. Or one that I had started before the year ended that I have neglected, and you're reminding me that I think I might want to pick that one back up, is in the evening,
yeah.
right? Because
yeah.
we know how detrimental using the blue light is to our circadian rhythms, to our natural yeah. sleep cycles.
That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because there's been enough research on that. You know, and again, no judgment zone here.
No, no.
So, I mean,
we all do it.
We all do it. And
it's part of.
But again, you know, we're giving examples here. Like I use the 11, you know, the 11 a.m. thing. You just use that as an example. Do what works for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you start by just doing this for an hour or so a day, you know.
Yeah.
Or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Maybe you adapt an internet-free hour in the evening, and maybe, okay, well, that's all I can really do during the week, but I'm going to swear off technology for one day each weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, tailor make it to you.
Right.
But, you know, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bring this one up.
I really do.
Treat the news like
yes.
a snack.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on now.
It is not a daily feast.
The article talks about somebody named Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is ready to stop doom scrolling.
Yeah.
And the author of the article says you would probably benefit from doing the same. This Alex is a San Francisco-based therapist who recognizes that constantly refreshing the headlines takes a toll on him.
Yep.
And so during the workday, it makes him less emotionally available to the people he wants to be available to, his clients, and it causes him unnecessary stress. He says there's a lot of pressure to keep up, like it's what's expected of me or the right thing to do. And he says, I need to redefine the actual limit is for me. So what I would love to do is to approach it like I imagine it was back in the day before cable news, when the newspaper arrived once, maybe twice a day. And that's when you did your news thing. You know, I grew up with, you know, back in my day,
the Times and the Journal.
Yeah. We had the morning paper, and we had the afternoon paper. When I worked in radio, of course, the afternoon paper was the Shreveport Journal,
right?
And I worked in radio and had to be at the office at 8 o'clock, and you know, with little kids and everything like that. Some days you'd get in at 3 minutes or so after eight, or you know, 4 minutes after eight. My co-worker at that time, my boss Billy, would you know, he'd always say, I try to sneak in, right? And then I'd hear from his office, "You bring the journal with you?"
Yeah,
I hated that. Hated that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we don't have to have.
You know, this could apply
24/7.
No, and this could apply to not just, you know, the doom scrolling idea kind of keyed me in on this. It doesn't have to just be national or local news, but this could also apply to your Facebook news, right?
Sure.
Your Instagram news, your TikTok news, right?
Because that is all information.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's all new information all the time that's available at our fingertips.
Yep. And there's so much of it, we're drowning in it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing that I might want to take into my 2025 is this idea that we want to create more than we consume. Because I think that's where we, especially as Westerners, especially as Americans, have gotten way out of balance with. Yeah. That we consume way more than we create. And that is detrimental. That is almost, I want to say, that's deadly to the human soul.
Yeah.
Because we're here to create.
We want to try to get that back into balance.
And that doesn't, you know, when I say create, it doesn't mean that I have to be traditionally creative, like, you know, with art or pen and paper or whatever. But it just means to create something in your life that
doing
you're proud
life.
Of. Doing life.
Yeah, doing
engaging
life.
Engaging in life more than you consume, whether that's information. That's where we're headed towards. You know, we're consumers because of our society in terms of products. But I think what we have to be careful of watching soon is that we become consumers of information more than we create and put out what we were meant to create and co-create with in the world.
Creating is what we're here to do.
Right.
If you buy into the idea that God created it all, God is the ultimate creator, God created humans in God's image and likeness, then it just goes to, you know, just follows. If we're created in the image and likeness
of
God, of a divine creator being, then we are creators. That's who we are. And that's part and parcel of what we're doing here.
Right.
You know, one of the big questions, why am I here? You know, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, how about creating? Because that's who we are. Talking about boundaries that therapists want us to set for 2025. We've got more, so stay with us right here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Prospect, prospect, prospect. How to thrive in 2025. Hey everyone, Scott Tarkowski here, and we are very excited to announce that Steve Beacham from Atlanta, Georgia, will be here to help you prospect, connect, and grow your sphere of influence. Steve is a speaker and trainer who shares his techniques for helping companies and individuals succeed in business through networking and leveraging their social connections. If this is something that interests you, January 14th and 15th, you don't want to miss LSUS Ballroom, and that's at One University Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. Tickets are only $99. You can reach us at 318-393-5219 or simply show up the day of the event. If you have groups of five or more, tickets are only $82.50. We look forward to seeing you there.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
Hey, don't look any further. You found them right here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Yeah, you found Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are talking today about boundaries that therapists are setting for themselves and are encouraging us to think about setting in 2025. Here's another one that I think you're going to endorse and appreciate.
Okay.
And that is,
hit me with
banish
it.
Tech from the bedroom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So in 2025, the author of this article says, enter a long distance relationship with your phone. Mm. At the very least, overnight.
Yeah.
Oliver Gans is going to start keeping his other half, also known as his phone, in another room. And he encourages others to set the same boundary.
Yeah.
Says, nobody's told me I need to have a phone next to me all the time. But for a long time, it was like, what if somebody calls in the middle of the night? Or what if there's an emergency? And he says, but I also can't think of a time when that happened.
Right.
And so,
and we've survived for centuries.
Yeah.
Right. Without that.
Yeah.
Without that need. And we know now how dangerous, I mean, you know, to a degree, what's being emitted from our phones, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, there are, I'm not a huge tin foil hat kind of person about it, right?
Right.
But the small steps that we can take to reduce our exposure, you know, in terms of, we recently kind of shifted our setup so that the phones aren't above our heads.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look for it in the phone settings, it actually says that you're not supposed to keep it next to your body,
right.
too close to your body because of the radiation.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So we probably need to pay attention to that.
Right. Yeah. And so that's just one piece of it. The other piece is that, you know, if something's in the room, you know, I did my senior project on memory and attention and recall. Right.
Right.
And so we did a quick study of, we had, you know, people watch a movie from a newscast with distractions in it. And in one group, we had them leave their phone out. In one group, we texted them during it.
Yeah.
And in one group, we had them put their phones away.
Yep.
And we tested, you know, how well they did on a recall of the information.
Right.
And there was a significant difference in just having the phone out versus putting it away.
Yep.
Because it's drawing your attention.
Absolutely. Even if we don't think it is.
Right. Yep. Right. So I think that definitely applies to sleeping, right?
Absolutely. Another boundary that this article mentions is expect equal conversational effort.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Heather Stevenson is a clinical psychologist in New York City and puts in a lot of work into ensuring her relationships thrive, making sure conversations don't falter, for example, and helping other people open up. And that's often at the expense of sharing much about herself. And so she says, it comes at a cost to me and ends up really draining me. And she says, I want relationships to be reciprocal,
right,
and mutual. And so, you know, maybe you recognize the same kind of patterns in your relationship. So maybe in 2025, take a step back in conversations, especially conversations with friends, family members, maybe even romantic relationships, and let the other person put in some effort too.
Right.
You know?
And I think this could actually go both ways, right?
Yeah.
I think some of us could be more tend to give a lot of information, and others of us could be more tend to more privacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're either one way or the other, it can feel unequal.
Yeah.
And so if you're a person who is more closed and finds yourself, well, you know, they don't know much about me, that's your cue to share.
Yeah.
And just like the other girl, if you find yourself oversharing and you don't know much about the other, the step there is to ask questions to elicit a more equal relationship.
Most definitely.
I like that one.
We're definitely not going to get through all 10 of these, so I'm going to zoom through a couple here and get to...
setting a boundary with me.
Yeah, I'm setting a boundary
real
here.
Quick.
So the ones we're not going to spend a whole lot of time with, and if you can look up, this article is in the December 31st edition, 2024 edition of Time Magazine. Yeah, you can probably find a lot of people nowadays, instead of the print version, they read their magazines online.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Time Magazine, December 31st, 2024. So moving through these real quickly, trade FaceTime for FaceTime, face-to-face time, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Stop over-apologizing.
A good one.
Develop a new relationship with the word yes.
Tell me more about that one if you have time.
Well, basically, in 2025, one of Farina's boundaries will be no longer saying yes when she really means no.
Ah, okay.
Like accepting a social invitation out of obligation. My values include connection and authenticity. So saying yes out of a sense of duty is...
that's not good for anybody involved,
right,
by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's really committing, and she encourages others to commit to being thoughtful and intentional about what they take on.
That's a good
one. Another one, and this is one I really want to get to real quickly.
Okay.
Is subdue your energy vampires.
Mm.
I was talking today to someone, and I mentioned energy vampires. And she said, what's an energy vampire?
Oh, okay.
And I guess not everybody knows, but there are people in our lives that just, they suck the energy out of us. The idea of the vampire is they, you know, sucking blood. It's the same thing with energy.
Right.
Is there are people that just
and you know,
rob us of our
and you
energy.
You know this because you leave their presence or conversation feeling drained.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Last but not least, share less online.
I love this one.
Yeah.
You know what I've found as I have really worked on my relationship with myself?
Yep.
I have just naturally shared less online.
It's okay to, it's okay to have privacy.
Yeah, it's nice.
And we need privacy. We need our own time. You don't have to announce and share everything in the world just because there's Facebook and Instagram and X, and I don't mean to leave any of them out at all.
Again, there's no judgment. It's there and it's good in balance.
Yeah.
Right? But the key there is balance.
Exactly.
And make sure you're not seeking extra external validation.
Right. So hopefully we've given all of us some things to think about. Instead of setting New Year's resolutions, maybe we set New Year's boundaries.
Mm.
You know, maybe we think about the boundaries that we might, that we might want to set that will improve our lives and just perhaps the lives of people that mean the most to us.
Right, including us.
Yep. You want more on this article? It's in the December 31st. 2024 issue of Time Magazine entitled 10 Boundaries Therapists Want You to Set in the New Year. We'll be back here on Strategies.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
I like to.
You're playing the guitar over there.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Been talking about boundaries that therapists want us to set in the new year. It's a article that I found in the December 31st. Issue of Time Magazine and got my attention, and so thought this would be good to talk about. What are you taking away from today's conversation, Lauren?
You know, you've kind of been framing it up as, instead of a New Year's resolution, let's set boundaries, and I'm over here kind of turning my gears thinking, well, we could really say all resolutions are also boundaries.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
right? If we frame them the right way.
Right.
If we frame them as, these are things I'm going to do to protect myself and to make myself a better person for myself and for everyone else, every other person whose life I touch.
Yeah.
Right? That's a true boundary. It doesn't have to be a no. It's something I'm going to do to tell myself that I care.
It's a gift that you give to yourself in 2025.
Well, and by giving it to myself,
you're gifting
to the world,
everybody else.
That's right.
That you're going to touch. And we touch a lot of people in our lives, and yeah. A lot of the people we touch, we don't even know
right.
that our lives are touching theirs, but they are. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this for you each and every day. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and the Muffy, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.